Most of you will remember that I just came in and sat down and went to work here, but after a few months, I began to be inquisitive about who was hanging on the walls, and in recognition of the fact that politicians make only a certain contribution to the success of a state, I thought we ought to have a more diverse array of Hoosiers honored here, and so this wall, and it may eventually be more, is now devoted to those who have served the state in other ways. And today, we honor a person of immense historical importance to the state of Indiana, Mother Theodore Guerin, who came to the Indiana wilderness early in the 19th century, called by her faith to a place she knew nothing of, and bravely, from nothing, built an order, eventually the school we know as St. Mary of the Woods, and has left, through the Sisters of Providence who carry on in her tradition, a magnificent positive mark on the life of our state and the lives of countless individual Hoosiers. And so as we have searched for the most excellent of all the men and women that Indiana has produced, we could not have done better than Mother Theodore. And you're going to hear a little more about her in a moment from Sister Ann Casper. But I just want to thank the sisters, the Archdiocese, Monsignor Schadel is with us, and others, for sharing this wonderful likeness. The sisters have pointed out that they have, of course, one within view over there at their offices, and that Mother Theodore is watching you all the time. I observe that will have to have a beneficial effect on my performance in office. I know I'll draw peace and probably a measure of inspiration from watching her each day and evening. So with gratitude to those who have made this the loan of this wonderful piece of art possible, and looking forward to her canonization coming up this fall, an event of enormous pride to every Hoosier. I'd like to ask Sister Ann Casper on behalf of the group to say a couple words. Oh.
Moving, don't I?
They tell me you can't hit a moving target. See, you probably know about that.
I practice the very same idea.
Well, on behalf of our General Superior, Sister Anne Margaret O'Hara, who cannot be with us today, and all Sisters of Providence, I want to thank you, Governor Daniels, for inviting us here today for this unveiling of the portrait of Mother Theodore Guerin, our foundress, soon to be declared a saint by the Roman Catholic Church, the first person in Indiana to be so honored, and only the eighth person in the United States. We are pleased to have so many distinguished guests from state government with us, as well as representatives from the Archdiocese of Indianapolis and Blessed Theodore Guerin High School in Noblesville. When Mother Theodore Guerin and her five sister companions arrived from France to the dense forests of Indiana in 1840 to found our congregation and to establish a school, now known as St. Mary of the Woods College, she had no way of knowing that her influence would be statewide, nationwide, and certainly now worldwide. But indeed, she certainly would never have envisioned that her portrait would hang in the governor's office, honored along with other historic figures of the state. So who was this woman who has been called a woman for our time, a woman for all time, and a woman for all faiths? She and her sisters were pioneers, suffering the rigors of daily living in the mid-1800s. Certainly, she was one of Indiana's first businesswomen. She bought property at a time when women normally didn't own property. She handled the congregation's finances. She negotiated contracts, and she oversaw the construction of buildings. She was a strong woman of faith, zealous for God's mission of spreading the designs of providence through works of love, mercy, and justice. She served all who were in need of her assistance or spiritual guidance, regardless of their ethnic or religious backgrounds. She was a woman of great courage and resolve, with outstanding leadership skills when women in that era did not often hold such roles. The honor of being declared a saint by the Roman Catholic Church is a tribute to how she lived her life, devoted to God and devoted to God's people. Miracles have been attributed to her powers of intercession with God, confirming her virtuous life that the Church raises up for our emulation and imitation. Pope John Paul II called Mother Theodore the perfect blend of humanness and holiness. People of all faith traditions are called to be fully human and at the same time reflections of God, loving and respecting other people, treating others with justice and kindness, and being of service to each other. The hanging of Mother Theodore's portrait in the governor's office recognizes her as a significant moving force in Indiana. And Mother Theodore was indeed that kind of person who brought quality education to thousands and thousands of Hoosier children throughout the state, from Madison and Jasper and Evansville to Fort Wayne, Richmond, to Terre Haute and the Wabash Valley. Her legacy of serving others, of absolute trust in God's providence, and her zeal for God's mission continues today in the lives and ministries of more than 400 Sisters of Providence in many states and in Taiwan and China, and in the lives of the lay women and men who partner with us. One of the Sisters of Providence's newest sponsored institutions is right here in Indianapolis on the west side, Providence Cristo Rey High School, scheduled to open in the fall of 2007. In closing, allow me to make you aware of a few important dates coming up. Mother Theodore's canonization ceremony in Rome will be October 15th. A week-long pilgrimage trip to Rome is planned, and there is still time to register before August 1st. There will also be celebrations at St. Mary of the Woods and other places in the state, and the public is certainly welcome to participate in any and all of those celebrations. You are also welcome to visit St. Mary of the Woods at any time to walk the holy ground, as we call it, that Mother Theodore walked. Now, more information about these events and much more information about Mother Theodore Guerin and the Sisters of Providence is on our website, www.sistersofprovidence.org. Thank you, Governor, for this great honor accorded Mother Theodore and certainly the Sisters of Providence.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you.
Now, two of our young staffers have volunteered for the most sensitive and dangerous assignment of the year. They know I am a forgiving person, but any failure of execution on this particular assignment will have very severe consequences. if after that, as it's talked by the sister, anyone has the nerve to dishonor this occasion with a hostile question, I'll be very surprised. But recognizing there might be another subject or two on your minds, we'll take the usual. Well, Martin, first of all, I guess we waited a century and a quarter before we put any non-politicians at all on the wall. And as I've explained, I think the greatness of the state lies primarily in its leaders of other pursuits, leaders of the faith, our various faiths, leaders of a business like Bruce Honeywell, leaders of the arts like Booth Tarkington. Leaders of civic progress like Suffragette, Mae Sewell. I don't know, I must attend a different Protestant church than you have visited, because I don't know anybody who has anything but reverence for people who have led the Catholic Church and led the faith, and those who have attained this remarkable rank, the first Hoosier to be honored in the way that Mother Theodore soon will be. That ought to be a source of incredible pride to us all, and that's why we're here today. You know, I'd love to do that. I don't think I'm going to be able. In the event I'm not, I'm assured that it is permitted and it is intended that there will be photographic. There'll be coverage, and there'll be photographic tape and other. Ways in which those of us who don't make it to Rome can enjoy what I think will be an enormously moving ceremony in St. Peter's Square with a very large crowd. And if I can't be there, I certainly intend to try to take part secondhand.
How can you plan to report in place?
I think it's probably going to be there in perpetuity. As I said, I can see a lot of opportunity for self-improvement just simply being watched over by Mother Theodore and reflecting on her life. She obviously came as near perfection as a fallen human can, and as someone who's so tragically short of her standards, I think she ought to be up there for a long time.
Do you have an adventure of a pumpkin when the legislature comes down?
Sorry?
They have their picture up there when lawmakers come back in January.
Well, I hope it will have the same peace-giving and effect on their spirit that I expect it to have on mine.
Governor, I switch topics. I wondered if you could elaborate on your thoughts about the fireworks law. You said that you thought there should be some room for local governments to make some decisions. Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe all of the above. I have the same view on this I have on other questions. It's a bias in favor of home rule. And just as I feel about more freedom to reform local government, more freedom to tax, to raise funds in different ways than is permitted today, I think communities ought to have, in general, the right to set their own rules and debate those locally and make decisions as close to the ground as possible. So. I'd be happy to work with anybody who wants to clarify that or empower communities under state law.
Governor, what's your response to Democrats who are calling for the firing of Joel Silverman?
Don't have any. He's working through the problems, and
he has your support.
Yeah, he does. He does. I have nothing new to say about the situation. It's improving, but I'm dissatisfied and will be till everything is working perfectly. And I think I sat with him again this week. He's doing the best he can under tough circumstances. You know, the state got itself in a very difficult position, and I'm not sure how or why, but basically that contract was paid for in advance, and he's had no leverage to get the contractor to do some of the things that might have averted these problems. Now, that's not an excuse. That's the situation on his hands. He should have managed through it somehow. But he's doing the best he can, and progress is occurring, and much more is necessary.
It sounds like part of the problem might have been with the Indiana Office of Technology. Do you think that that agency shares any problems?
Well, they certainly have to play a role in getting this job done well and completely. But I'm not handing out blame here. I'm accepting it. And we're the ones who finally turned the system on, and there are all sorts of problems. The deeper I dig into this, there are all sorts of problems that gave rise to it, but no excuses. We turned it on. I knew we were turning it on, and I'll take the responsibility for that.
Governor, some bar and restaurant owners here in Marion and the Donut counties, I've talked to some of them lately, and they said they were seeing a decrease in their customer base, in part because of smoking bans and in part because they like savings time. They're seeing a decrease in revenue. A lot of them are saying they may not be able to send as much food and beverage tax to the state of Indiana to help for the stadium. Is that something you guys are monitoring on your radar screen?
Well, we've looked. There hadn't been any fall off so far, but who's to say? And I've been out traveling a lot, and I've talked to folks in that business. Some of them say that the clients have moved around. They're coming in maybe at different hours. But most of them have said they're having a pretty good year. So I don't think we have enough data to know if there's any general trend or not.
Governor, back to the DMV. What was the problem with him, from what you've been told? Was it inadequately tested? Was it rushed installation? Were different areas not communicating with each other to make sure it coordinates?
Well, it wasn't a rushed installation. This was 6 years in process. But beyond that, I'll just refer you to the technical people. I mean, there have been some erroneous reports, which is understandable enough. I mean, the system as regards law enforcement apparently works just fine if you know how to use it. There's not a computer problem. There was a training problem in some cases. So those who knew how to operate the new system, no problem. Folks who maybe hadn't been given enough information or training got confused. But as to those things that were technical in nature, I'll just refer you to those closer to it.
Question back to Theodore.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about her importance. What do you think that Hoosiers of today, she died 150 years ago.
Yeah.
What do you think Hoosiers of today can take from her example? Well, people of all Hoosiers of all things.
I hope that one result of today's event will be that Hoosiers who aren't aware or fully aware of this marvelous life will acquaint themselves more with her. We all have so much to learn. She was brave. She was selfless, gave her life in service to others. She was a pioneer in every sense, the physical in terms of the role of women in society. But most of all, I think that she led a life as I said, as near perfect as any of our species is likely to ever attain. Gave her life, all of it, from an early age, to caring for others, as was said, regardless of their own faith or background. What better example? I think that's a good question, and I don't think I need any prompting to reflect carefully and pray over those decisions when they come. I have visited with the archbishops of this state about it at length. I've said before, it's to me the most difficult decision that comes. I think that anybody who says they don't feel some ambivalence over that issue is either not being honest with themselves or hasn't thought about it enough. And my position for now is that I will continue to examine these case by case. I will continue the policy of not substituting any view I might have for the very strong majority in this state, which believes that in the most extreme of circumstances, it can be an appropriate punishment. No, I haven't, but if it needs clarification, as I said, I'm certainly open to making it clear. It appears to be at least less than clear that local government has that opportunity, and so it's worth a look.
Governor, you made some new members to the education board.
Yeah.
This week. What, I guess, do you want to see them tackle? Would you like to see them move I-STEP? Do you want to wait for the plan to pass the legislature and move forward?
Oh, I want them to take the legislative assignment, which was for an overall comprehensive look at our testing. The question of when I-STEP is just one of several important ones the legislature directed that board to look at. What are we testing? How much are we testing? How extensive and expensive is that system, and are there better ways? So that I hope they will deliver on or ahead of schedule. Thank you.